Larry Lynch, thanks for making time for me today. GoGeebic Taconite filed their pre-application notification way back in June of last year, and the DNR just responded this week. Why did it take so long, and was that timeline expected?
Well, I mean, it took a while because there was a lot going on last summer and fall, frankly, between exploration and bulk sampling. And according to the law, before we provided this response to the company, we needed to have meetings with the company. The company and the department didn't meet until December and January of this year. And then once the meetings were concluded, again, according to the law, we had 60 days in which to provide the response.
And so do you at the DNR feel at this point satisfied by the level of detail that you've gotten from GoGeebic Taconite? I know when the pre-application notification was first filed, there were some questions about the level of detail.
We'd always like more detail, I think. But, based on what they've given us, we were able to respond and say, okay, here's the information you need to provide. That's all predicated on the fact that we only have a conceptual understanding of the project now. You know, the letter makes it clear that as we learn more about the project, as we learn more about the surrounding environment, we're going to need to reassess.
And so with the DNR's response to the pre-application, it basically outlines all the different permits that the company needs to file, more than a dozen different permits. Can you give an overview of what some of these permits are?
The ones that we're fairly certain they will need, and probably the most significant ones, would be the mining permit itself, and that really covers the entire project site. So as part of the mining permit, they have to include a mining plan, a reclamation plan, monitoring plan, and also the information related to their mining waste facility. So that's probably the most significant of the permits or approvals. Besides that, they'll need an air pollution control permit and a wide variety of water-related permits that relate to construction in and near navigable waters, any construction activity near wetlands, and also their water use permits.
And in your experience working with other mining projects, is this a pretty typical spread of permits that is required? I mean, 15 seems like a lot, but maybe that's average or even a low number.
No, it's pretty typical. When you consider an activity that may involve the acreage that might be involved in this project, this would be a fairly typical number or list of possible permits.
And there's also a requirement for an environmental impact report. What does this generally consist of?
So the environmental impact report will include a description of the project itself, a description of the existing environment, an assessment of possible impacts related to the project, and then an assessment of alternatives to the project that may reduce or mitigate some of the impacts. The department then takes that information and generally uses the environmental impact report as the foundation for our environmental impact statement.
That environmental impact report is submitted by the company. How does the DNR verify that information is accurate?
It'll be a variety of methods. In the letter that we sent earlier this week, part of the attachments address proper protocol for sampling and analytical methods for instance, for water quality sampling. So that's one way. We'll tell the company that they have to collect their information in a certain way. They have to analyze the data in a certain way. And then they have to document that yes, indeed, they did that. In addition to that, department staff will go in the field and observe sampling. We may split samples with the applicant. So if they're collecting water samples, we may take a portion of their sample and send it to our own lab to verify. And in some cases, we may collect our own data.
And so now that the DNR has sent this letter outlining what's required, what's the next step for GTAC or for the DNR?
Well, the next formal step in the process, if you look at the law, is really submission of an environmental impact report and permit applications. But before that happens, clearly the company needs to start collecting their environmental data. It'll be an iterative process where they collect data, they do some additional design work on the project, and we'll need to step back and say, okay, based on what we've learned, do we need to modify our informational requirements or informational needs. So that process will be going on, you know, for the next year or so at least. And again, eventually it leads to submittal of an environmental impact report and permit applications.
But it sounds like there is some back and forth leading up to
that. There will be, yes.
Bulk sampling, as I understand it, has already wrapped up in the Pinokies. So does the DNR hear from Gogebic Taconite about the results of those activities?
Yeah, bulk sampling is done. They're actually right now regrading the sites. I mean, all the material was shipped off off-site a couple of weeks ago, but they're still regrading the sites and getting them in a condition that that they're stable for the spring runoff season. Again, the purpose of bulk sampling wasn't really to gather environmental data. It was intended to collect, to get the rock so that they can run it through a variety of tests so that they can design a mill facility. In the end, we'll get that in that the information they learn from bulk sampling will be reflected in their project design and their mill design. But again, they didn't really conduct bulk sampling to collect environmental data.
Well, thank you, Larry, so much.
Sure.